Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues and concerns to you and your family. Each week, this show explores a wide variety of topics. And now here's your host, Francine Marie.
Good morning and thanks for joining us. We have the best festival in NoDa. Yes, it is. It's May 4th. It's a Saturday. It's 1 p.m. until dark. Guess who's here? It's Chris Tindall and also Day Hickson. When did you come up with this idea to put a festival in NoDa?
Basically, I wanted to have a festival where artists didn't have to pay fees, but could come, be on the street, be seen by other people, actually do interactive art.
We wanted to give them an outlet to bring their work out to the street, to the people, to kids, so they could see that there's a lot of artists, especially living in the North Davidson area, that need to be spotlighted and have their work seen. So it was a great avenue to get artists out of their house and get them in front of people. And it was also a way that we could combine my love for music and lots of DJs. Not only do you have artists doing their thing on the street, you've got DJs doing their thing behind the artists, and we'll also have food trucks, everybody's favorite food on the street right there
favorite.
For you.
Yes, we do.
What's your favorite food truck?
Poppy Queso.
Poppy Queso. Because they have what? The best
grilled cheese, yeah, really. Right. I mean, they put everything inside of a grilled cheese that you could think of, from mac and cheese to ham to spinach. If you haven't had their grilled cheese, it's unbelievable. They specialize in it, so
Ooh. It's
good.
This is the second annual, right?
It is. We did it last year. I mean, it was actually on May 5th last year, and it was a great success. We had about...
I'd say we'd have 300-400 people.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get more people this year.
More.
So if you're in the sound of my voice, come out to the NoDa Street Festival on May 4th. It's kid friendly. You'll meet some artists, you'll hear some great music, and you'll eat some good food. I don't really know what could be better than that.
Can we dance in the street? That's all I want to know.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Last year we had a girl there who was selling hula hoops, and they were hula hooping in the street. There were kids running around with hula hoops. Yeah, you can dance in the street, you go hula hoop in the street.
You can dance wherever you can find room, as far as I'm concerned.
But you know, that's how it used to be back in the day, which was on a Wednesday, right? A block
exactly.
party.
Original
and
block
that's
parties.
Actually
that's
what this is, because
yep.
We're blocking off McDowell from 35th to 36th Street, which is a pretty long block. So basically, it's a neighborhood block party, but it gives artists the opportunity to show their work. And not only that, last year we had people doing their work. We had a potter who was actually with a wheel making pots. We had a blacksmith who was actually there forging, doing work. We had a photographer taking pictures. You could have your picture taken. We had an artist painting. We had a center where kids were making crafts. So it's not just people selling their art, which is amazing, but it's also showing people how they make their art, because I think a lot of people don't get to see that.
It's the appreciation for
right.
that. And we don't want it to yeah. be a lost art, so we have to bring our kids out to see these.
Yeah, and
artisans.
A lot of kids got to... get involved and get their hands in it too. And my studio's there. I'm a silversmith. And so I had a section where kids could come and do enamel work or use the anvil, kind of get in there and see what the tools were and kind of play around. So that was, it's a fun opportunity. That'll be open again this year.
Miss Day, tell me more. A silversmith and a girl too?
Oh, yeah,
she's tough, yo. She really
yeah.
is tough.
I envision.
Come see my anvil, girl.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of the Wild Wild West. I don't know why that came.
Well,
into
it's
my
the
head.
Same thing. I mean, it's an anvil. You use it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll let her explain it. But yeah, she's got the full on the one that drops on the coyote's head in the cartoon all the time. That anvil. Yeah, absolutely.
So what yeah. made you get involved? You had to see somebody do this. The silversmith thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I took a class actually at CPCC when I was 17. I was drawn to fire, baby.
Oh,
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah, I love metal.
And CPCC offers everything.
They still have these jewelry classes that you can take.
Huh. I just looked at your hands. I did not see that
She's
when you
covered.
Came in.
Yeah.
Oh my God, those are massive.
That's a
well,
thing.
You can see all of her artworks, Day Creations.
Oh, it's called Day Creations.
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. So this is a good time. You know, we should be buying these Christmas gifts during the summer
that's
months.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And get something unique. Now, did you make the earrings that you have on?
Mm-hmm.
You are amazing. Those are complicated good.
They are. Well, those are my Day of the Dead tribute earrings.
So can we say, hey, Day, my mom likes butterflies and frogs.
I make butterfly rings. But I also do commissions. So if you come, actually two people contacted me today to make, his girlfriend's birthday's coming up. I don't know what I'm going to make. We're going to talk. That's where I get my best stuff, is when somebody says, I need something based on this.
A specific need is met you know, and only a specific artist can meet that specific need, which, right. you know, I'm hoping that a lot of people get that when they come out and see the artist that we yep. have. Not only is it an appreciation for them, but it's also for you to get a chance to see the passion that they have, like the passion that Day has, you know, about her jewelry and what she makes. All artists, even the DJs there, we all have that
yep,
same
definitely.
Passion. Hopefully that will be another side of the festival that people will come out and get to be a part of.
So I know, Chris, you DJ.
Yes, ma'am.
So what makes a good DJ? Because we're thinking, oh, you just play music.
I think a DJ really has to think about his music and his track selection and what he or she may play. It's not just what the DJ wants to play. It's also what the people want to hear and, you know, making people dance. DJs are a dime a dozen now. I've been DJing in Charlotte since I was 16 years old, and I'm 35 now. So played at just about every club here in Charlotte before it's been renamed to what they are now.
Right.
I started out DJing at Scorpio's after the drag show when I was 16 years old. So I've been there and I've done that. And I think nowadays you see an oversaturation of a lot of DJs. So I can promise anyone that's coming out that the DJs that I will have playing with me have all been doing it 15 plus years. And they have a passion for the music, just like any other artist would. Plus, the music that we play is underground house music. So it's a chance for people to hear music that they would never, ever, ever hear on the radio, which I think is always huge. Anytime that you can step outside of the box and listen to music that you don't get on your day-to-day, it is much needed.
Oh, well, we really got to come out now.
Well, and it's music to make you get up and shake your booty.
Shake
so
your
you
booty.
Know you got to come.
We're dedicated to the art of moving gas. Butts. That's what DJs do, real DJs, you know?
Wow, they are so much fun. And you can meet them. Yes, it is Chris Tindall and it's yeah. Day Hixon. Yes, it's the best festival in NODA. Yes, it's May 4th. It's Saturday. It's 1 p.m. until dark. You can mark your calendars now. Get your iPhones out. We can work it out. We can dance it out. We can eat it out.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
Can, we can art it out. Now, you are looking for some more artisans, right? You're looking
we'll
for some
take,
more
yeah,
artists.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Artists the more the merrier. We want, you know, if especially if you're living in North Davidson, but I mean, even if you're looking
anywhere.
For a stage for people to see what you do, mm-hmm. this is the perfect opportunity for it.
Yeah. Awesome. And a portion, this is the great thing about this, a portion of the proceeds go to
Crisis Assistance Ministries. Part of it is having artists able to showcase their work instead of having to pay a huge fee to go to a show, which if you're up and coming, especially, that's difficult. But we just ask that the artists donate a portion of their proceeds to Crisis Assistance Ministries. And we also ask anybody that comes to bring gently used household items. Well, Crisis Assistance will have a presence there.
Yep.
They'll be able to take donations that day. And also educate the public about what they do. I think that they're a really great organization that does some of the best work in Charlotte.
They
honestly.
Really do.
They really do. Not only that, but we'll also be selling beer that day. All the tips for that and the portion of the proceeds from the sale of the beer also will be going to Crisis.
We're all about giving back, especially
yeah.
to the community. That's why we make it easy for artists to come out, get a booth, and have that platform. But, you know, we also want to give something back to people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's always good.
Are you on Facebook?
Absolutely. You can find NODA Day in May at Facebook.com.
Well, we can like you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can like
Please
us.
Like
Definitely.
Our page. Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have to put a
and we'll have, you know, logos of all the artists that will be participating that so far will be up there.
Right.
In addition to all the DJs and their information as well as, you know, anything as it happens. Because as you know, we expect every day to be getting new stuff happening because Chris and I are constantly trying to find ways that we up the ante for this because we want to take it to the next level, girl.
Are you going to have cupcakes, something sweet?
We talked about maybe seeing if, you know, the Southern Cupcake Queen could be in there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
all, there's
but
a lot
you know
of good
what?
Things in the works.
If other vendors make cakes and cupcakes, they can.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, they can. They want to come
yes.
out and have a platform for what they do. They can contact us via the Facebook site.
Because, you know, we plan on having people doing hula hooping and fire spinning. But, you know, if that's something that you do and you just want to come out and do that, bring it.
You said fire spinning?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fire spinning. Come on,
we need to hang out with Day.
We can't tell you all of our secrets now. We want to leave something for you to come to the festival and see.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. And you do need to come too because in my front yard I have flamethrowers.
Yep,
and those will be going.
It's kick butt. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! It's NODA Day in May. NODA Day in May. It's May 4th. Come on out Saturday, 1 p.m. until dark.
Just want to mention that we are on McDowell Street. We're on 35th and 36th on McDowell Street that will be blocked off. So parking will be all around it. So parking will be free, but it's also park where you can.
Walk up there.
And walk. And then, hey, when you're done with the festival, you can always cruise over to North Davison Street, hit the breweries, hit the bars, spend the day, spend the evening. So come on out.
Chris Tindall, thank you so much. And Day Hickson.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now.
See you next week.
Hey, y'all, this is Carl Howard, COO, Audubel Car Wash, and I listen to the Francine Marie Show. Francine, don't be so mean.